Welcome back. Okay, so we've talked a lot on this program about how the world that we live in today is really just the empire of lies. The self-appointed ruling elites have lied for decades, maybe even centuries, about virtually everything. In more recent times, some of those lies that we were told were some of the biggest lies you could ever wrap your head around. We've been lied to about the assassination of a sitting president, JFK, the circumstances surrounding the death of Princess Di, the causes of wars in Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan, weapons of mass destruction, supposed Islamic terrorists responsible for 9/11, the Obama red line in Syria, the Benghazi embassy, the ruthless boogeyman Vladimir Putin just waking up one day deciding to go and conquer Ukraine, totally unprovoked. He's a war criminal, they tell us. Well, meanwhile, Ukrainian Azov battalion, literal Nazis, shoot innocents trying to flee, recruit non-military fighters, and literally eat opposition soldiers. We've been lied to about the actual events of these wars, the ghost of Kyiv, the bombing of maternity wards. And now we're learning in the last couple of days about child organ harvesting that Russian troops just discovered taking place in Ukraine. Lies about COVID-19, its origins, the bioweapon injection being a safe and effective vaccine. We've exposed the lies about the medical industrial complex, deadly hospital protocols and treatments, when the truth is these for-profit hospitals and clinics have been killing for cash, murdering for money for decades, using poisonous drugs and damaging serums, venoms, and injections that cause the breakdown of immune systems, kickstart inflammation, lead innocent Americans to an early grave, all for the almighty dollar and the quest for power, control, and status. This is all true. The criminal fake news media tells us lies about a sitting president, Donald Trump, colluding with Russia, a violent insurrection. Oh, and a supposed P-tape. And anyone that points out or broadcasts or publishes the truth about any of these things is a far-right shock jock or a white supremacist, an extremist Christian nationalist, or a conspiracy theorist, of course. The enemy pays billions of dollars to major broadcast and cable news networks to brainwash and propagandize and program and repeat and gaslight the viewing audience consisting of hundreds of millions of clueless victims, in many cases leading them directly to their death. We aren't conspiracy theorists. No, not at all. And telling big lies isn't new. The Jewish Virtual Library points this out, quote, "If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and/or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state." This is why slaveholders refused to allow their slaves the ability to learn to read or write. The Jewish Virtual Library continues, quote, "The broad masses of a nation are always more easily corrupted in the deeper strata of their emotional nature than consciously or voluntarily. And thus, in the primitive simplicity of their minds, they more readily fall victims to the big lie than the small lie. Since they themselves often tell small lies in little matters, but would be ashamed to resort to large-scale falsehoods. It would never come into their heads to fabricate colossal untruths, and they would not believe that others could have the impudence to distort the truth so infamously. Even though the facts, which prove this to be so, may be brought clearly to their minds, they will still doubt and waver and will continue to think that there may be some other explanation." Unquote. Let me ask you, which one of those words that I just read from the Jewish Virtual Library are not true? All of this sounds objectively true. Who among us that's being completely objective and bare naked honest could disagree with any of those words? For the last 2 years, both fake political sides of the aisle have been fighting to own the definition of the term the big lie in an effort to control the narrative and conceal from the public what the big lie actually is. And the big lie is this: we have a corporate government crime syndicate, public and private sectors colluding with one another and the media in an effort to lock the entire population of the planet into virtual, digital, and real-life prisons. What we've just described here is fascism. This show is built on truth, exposure, and accountability. If the demonically oppressed, transhumanist, transgender, homosexual, depraved, sick, vile, lying World Economic Forum sycophants and fake government uniparty installed actors posing as politicians would just stop lying and raping and killing the American public and global citizens, this show would actually serve no purpose at all. It would cease to exist. This entire platform is built on shining light onto the satanic darkness that grips our world today. But the liars aren't just limited to government and celebrities and psychopaths like Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and George Soros. The hunger for money and power isn't just limited to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Clintons. The cover-ups aren't just limited to the Epsteins and the Weinsteins or the USS Liberty and the criminal banking cabal. No, if Pfizer can lie about a bioweapon injection with billions, possibly trillions of dollars on the line, and everyone knows the stakeholders are desperate to control the narrative and to pursue the agenda to get a lethal shot into every arm of every breathing man, woman, and child, if there's no threshold for death, and the agenda must continue by any means necessary, then why is it considered conspiratorial in nature to question the NFL's involvement of a cover-up surrounding the collapse of one of their players live on Monday Night Football in front of a viewing audience of over 10 million? We've covered the bizarre set of circumstances Damar Hamlin's alleged cardiac arrest that caused him to die suddenly on that playing field in Cincinnati. We've asked questions about how an athlete at the peak of his physical condition just drops dead mid-game, has to be revived with CPR, an electric shock, rushed to a cardiac ICU, put in a medically induced coma, requires a ventilator, life support, and just days later, he's flying, gallivanting around the country to another facility. Doctors at the original treatment facility conducted that weird press conference where they actually said out loud, they didn't know the cause of the sudden heart stoppage, and boom, suddenly that doesn't matter anymore. Hamlin was just all better now. And then supposedly attended a playoff game where he's ushered in by security with a hood up and shades on and an oxygen-inhibiting COVID mask for a man that we're told needs oxygen. I mean, that's just weird. By the way, the man that we're told to believe was Damar Hamlin had no oxygen tank in tow. And despite having violent CPR performed, which we can expect to lead to significant bruising and even broken ribs, he was suddenly throwing his hands in the air and waving them around like he just don't care. He stood, not sat, in a climate-controlled suite, but never took his hood down, never took his mask off, never dropped the ugly rap video shades. He didn't stop in front of a camera to thank the millions of fans for their prayers or for the nearly $10 million in donations to a charity in his name. Again, it's all just bizarre. But just when he thought it couldn't get any stranger, the NFL releases this highly produced video of Damar Hamlin on Saturday. He wasn't the deeply messed up recovering critical heart patient from just weeks ago. No, and if he were, and if he really wanted to address his fans, why not just do it from his home? Just grab the phone, go live on one of your social media platforms. No, this didn't look like he'd just been revived twice, admitted to a cardiac ICU, and then just discharged. He went to a controlled studio environment. He recorded an address with dozens of cuts in it, shot on a set, and very carefully scripted. Look, we're not making the definitive claim that Hamlin is secretly dead, like a lot of people on Twitter are accusing us of saying, but anyone who says this all just seems normal is just not sane. They're not critically thinking. They're not looking objectively at what right is right in front of their face. Nothing about this situation, nothing about any of this is normal. And let's not pretend that false flags and deep fakes and computer-generated imagery is a new thing or that it doesn't exist at all. Many of you have seen the CGI deepfake featuring Tom Cruise. This thing looks completely real. You would have no idea, unless you look carefully and unless you know the triggers, that this isn't Tom Cruise. There's another one using the face and voice of Morgan Freeman. A whole lot of people have seen this. And there's a whole lot more of them. Every image that you've ever seen taken in from outer space is a CGI. Why? Why can't I just see a picture from the space station? Why can't I just see a picture from the moon or from a satellite? Our entire world is built on fake images and animation and propaganda and lies. So, of course, there are plenty of rumors being floated around online that Damar Hamlin is dead, or at least permanently incapacitated thanks to the Pfizer bioweapon. And this video is not convincing a whole lot of them of anything different, of course. Karen Kingston is one of those people, and she's here to talk with us now about why. Karen, I mean, I'm just not buying it. I have my doubts. I have my suspicions. Do you disagree with anything that I just said?
I agree with you 100%. And I would contend in a court of law that that video is fake. You know, and my expertise, I want to give people a little bit more of my background. In 1998, when I jumped into the marketing side of the industry, I worked on web development and something called CGI, computer generated imagery, when it first started. And then I formed my own agency in 2007. The first people I hired were some of the CGI artists from Sony and Xbox. And my tagline for my VFX division, virtual effects division, was change perceptions to get results. But it really is change perceptions to create a new reality. And what I'd like to share with your audience today is the technology behind the curtain, the man behind the curtain. So years ago, it would cost millions of dollars and take months to create that video of Damar Hamlin. Now it can be done in days using AI, using machine learning. And the technology that they're using today is called, it's called Pagan. It's literally called Pagan Real Time, Unreal Pagan, Pin Screen, and it's done in UE4, which is the user environment 4. It was invented by a Dr. Hao Li out of MIT and University of Southern California. And what they're able to do is take hours or thousands of hours of footage like they did with Tom Cruise and then create a new Damar Hamlin. And the reason why I would contend that that video is fake is a number of reasons. One, all the evidence that you laid out, he was dead twice. You know, he was not resuscitated for almost 15 minutes on the field. Another reason is because this is a bioweapon. We know the injections are bioweapons. So if Damar Hamlin is dead, and that was actually reported to the American people, tens of millions of Americans who are NFL fans and AFL fans are going to start questioning the intentions of these injections and also, the, as you said, the NFL's involvement. Are they being paid by HHS, Health and Human Services, and the CDC and NIH? Are they being paid by Pfizer to go along with this? And how much are they coercing young, healthy males to be injected with what we know is a biological agent that doesn't prevent transmission, disease, infection, can only cause harm, which is the definition of a bioweapon. So as you had said, the greatest enemy of the state of the lie is the truth. And so if the NFL would have to capitulate to the truth instead of capitulating to the lies, the rest of America would start waking up quickly. But I think it's really important. I want to read this company again. It's called Unreal Pagan and Pagan Real Time. And they clearly say that they're going to use their technology for virtual assistants, companions, and influencers. It uses machine learning paradigm where deep models are trained using massive amounts of images and videos. They also use a facial recognition where they can recreate a virtual realistic face of somebody.
And I mean, this just all sounds so crazy. I cannot believe that we're actually having this conversation as a legitimate news presenter on a national broadcast. I mean, this just all seems insane. But it's insane to think that these people would be telling us the truth. What are some of the things about the Damar Hamlin video specifically that trigger you to believe that this is AI computer generated?
The first thing is when he walks and he does that swoop around the corner. That's a standard something that a standard motion that you would use a CGI created avatar to do to show that it's real. Second of all, there's none of his loved ones are in the video with him. None of the football players are with him. He is there by himself. So that's another reason why it's a red flag. It is also very glitchy, but again, that's not really the red flag. But you know, why isn't he there with his mother? You know, saying, my son, he's alive, I'm so happy. Or why isn't he there talking with some of his fellow colleagues and football players? And the reason why is because that is fake and it's evil. And it's very unnerving for people to participate in a lie to that extent. The other thing is, again, doing video production myself, having that experience, they show the avatar of Damar Hamlin, and then they cut to some real world footage, right? So you start getting that emotional connection. He repeats the same words over and over again. They can do that using Microsoft's Valle, V-A-L-L-E, with just 3 seconds of Damar Hamlin's voice. They can do a whole monologue of it. But you know, again, I would just say the production of it, not having his mother there, not having any of his colleagues there, that to me is a red flag. Now, at the end of the video, Stu, he says he's going to go out and meet members of society. He wants to work with children. So, you know, maybe he is still recovering, but this is truly, it's deception. This is a whole new level of deception, and people need to understand that artificial intelligence can recreate anyone and make an avatar that you can't tell the difference if it's Stu Peters or deep fake Stu Peters. It actually says on Pagan's website.
Don't suggest that, because people are going to start thinking that that's the case. No, it's really me over here. Really is me. All right. Anyway, continue.
So it says here, our Pagan system shares some similarities with deep fake technologies. So their competitor is literally called the deep fake. And you know, and your viewers can see this online. I mean, I want them to go through and see this technology. But it has far better fidelity, so the quality of the images is much better, and it runs in real time. So again, they can create that Damar Hamlin virtually overnight. And normally, when I worked in CGI, our artists then did the texturing, you know, made sure that the tattoos were on the arms and everything. But now it's done with artificial intelligence. So the virtual version of any one of us is more believable than the real version at this point. So, you know, we are really entering into an era of great deception. But the reason why, again, I would contend that this is fake is because the circumstances around it. He was declared dead twice. He was not resuscitated. In war, if someone's a victim of a bioweapon in biowarfare, the guidance, the civilian guidance from our Department of Defense says the proper response is to state, we don't know exactly what happened, so we'll investigate right away. They also say that you should use technologies to control the narrative in the news media and in social media. And although it may not be truthful, that is how you win the minds of the civilians so that there isn't civilian unrest. If people woke up and actually recognized that Damar Hamlin was permanently injured, disabled, or killed from a bioweapon injection, again, there would be a lot of civil unrest and questioning, and the NFL would have to be investigated as to what their participation is in this plan of attack on the American people.
Yeah, the guy blocked me, or whoever controls his Twitter account blocked me. I've never tweeted at him. I've never tagged him in any of our posts. We've simply just asked very legitimate questions on this program. A lot of people, or at least a handful of them, are saying, Stu, I don't know why you're so obsessed with this situation. This is kind of important. To that, what would you say?
It's extremely important. We can't continue to be deceived by false narratives and by artificial intelligent generated images and voiceovers and content. That's what's going on. People need to recognize this is not just about Damar Hamlin. Right. When you're on social media, okay, you know, I remember 2 years ago when people who don't have a lot of connections, you know, would post, oh, I'm proudly wearing 2 masks, and now they've got 7,000 likes from bots, and they feel empowered to now condemn others who are real people on social media. This is about, if you go to Pagan's website, this is about creating virtual human beings. That's what they talk about, to influence real human beings, so that we lose our ability to critically think and also understand that our love and our compassion comes from God, and that's how we connect with one another. No, we want to be controlled by this artificial environment.
No, so it's really what it really is not an artificial thing at all. It's a very real thing. And the control is being sought after by none other than Satan himself. We were warned about this. We were told about this. None of this should surprise us. This is the deception that God promised us would come, which means that the return of Jesus is imminent and is coming probably sooner than later. I hope he comes now before the end of this broadcast. Karen Kingston, for your professionalism, for your expertise, and for your knowledge, thank you, and thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. God bless.
God bless you. Would people rather that we just sat over here and questioned nothing? What would make us different than CNN or Fox or MSNBC or all of the BlackRock-funded outlets? Should we just sit over here and never question Donald Trump about anything that he ever does? Should we just sit here and bash on Joe Biden and Democrats? Low-hanging fruit, red meat, everybody does that. No, we're virtually the only broadcast of this scale that's actually asking real questions. And we're not going to stop. So if you don't like it, there's the door. One thing that we know is not fake and that does not contain a bioweapon or pegylated lipid nanoparticles is the curable CBD that I use to treat my shoulder pain and that so many millions of other people are now using as a result of being advertised on this program because it's a family-owned business. All of the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota, and people are finding all of the different things that you can treat and have a positive result when you use CBD, natural from God's earth, rather than seeking out one of these fake doctor poison pushers and pill pushers and injection pushers. Sure, there's a pill for everything, a neurotoxin for this, a vaccine for that, cortisone for this, surgery for that. Oh, we can fix that overnight. Don't worry about it. Try CBD, whether it's your kid suffering with ADHD symptoms or if it's a Parkinson's diagnosis. I mean, you have nothing to lose. Try CBD from the family-owned business. Plus, get 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L if you use the promo code STU. Promo code STU when you go to curable.com. We'll be right back.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.